I'm a Nigerian from the Catholic Diocese of Aba, and presently here, I'm from the Catholic Diocese of Natitengu. I am in 4th year theology, in final year.
You are also a deacon, is it?
Yes, I'm also a deacon. I'm a deacon.
So which means you are expecting to be ordained in 1 year's time or 2 years' time?
Yes, after my formation, when my bishop will decide.
Yes. Now, first of all, how did you find yourself here in Benin? You are from Nigeria.
First of all, it's Christ that leads us. It's with the permission of my bishop that I came to study here in Benin. I'm very happy being here. It's an experience that each seminarian should make.
Yes, Cosmas, you are in this seminary, and it is one of the seminaries, one of the places, I should say, that the Holy Father will be visiting. How is the mood in the seminary, and how do you find the... How do you find it yourself, being one of the few seminarians that are going to meet the Holy Father?
We are very happy receiving the Holy Father in our house. All the seminarians are in a joyful mood. We are preparing everything to make sure that his visit will be a success in our house. We started with the physical preparations, keeping the house in order to make sure that the house looks neat and very comfortable for those who will be coming. We also engage in a spiritual preparation by saying the prayers proposed for the success of this visit by the Holy Father for Africa, for the whole of Africa, and for Benin in particular. He is coming directly from Rome to visit the seminarians, to address a word of encouragement to the clergy of Benin, and he has chosen our seminary. We are very happy to receive him, and we are eagerly waiting for his message. We hope that it's a message of encouragement, a message of hope, a message that will lead us through in life, especially as ministers of Christ, and a message that will help us to live well our priestly vocation.
Yes, one of the things that the Holy Father is also coming to do is to present the post-synodal exhortation after the second Africa Synod. And I'm sure in this document, the Holy Father will be addressing himself to the seminarians, what is expected of them, what contribution they can make to the proclamation of the good news. How would you describe your expectation of this exhortation, the apostolic exhortation? Has there been any efforts in the seminary to prepare you for this, or to did you participate in any way in the lineamenta or instrumentum laboris of the Second African Synod?
Yes, in the year 2008, before the synod took place, we prepared a document for the synod, which I hope they used in preparing also the instrumentum laboris. And after the synod, the bishops that went for the synod came and gave us an account of how the synod went and told us the expectations, the things that should be expected. And with the episcopal conference, there are also many propositions in the different dioceses to put into practice the result of the synod. We are already in the mood to practice what the document will propose.
Yes, one of the things that the Holy Father's program is the fact that in this seminary, in the chapel of the seminary, if I'm correct, you have Cardinal Gantini buried there. How do the seminarians take this presence of one of the great sons of Africa to be buried amongst them? Is he a source of inspiration to the seminarians?
The cardinal is a worthy son of this land and a good representative of the church. He's one of the famous priests, one of the first priests of this country. And through his examples, his words, which he never ceased to address to us when he was alive, we are encouraged. And for the fact that he is buried in our chapel, it's a source of inspiration. It's a mark, it's a sign of encouragement that we can move ahead, that we can achieve what we are looking for, that we can be successful in the ministry that we have been called by God to serve our neighbors, to serve our fellow human beings.
Does the fact that the Holy Father is coming to pay his respects to Cardinal Gantaine remains, so to say, stimulate the seminarians to realize how important Cardinal Gantaine was?
Yes. It reveals to us the importance of Cardinal Gantaine in the Universal Church. It also reveals another aspect of the priestly life, that is the priestly fraternity, the brotherly love that should exist between priests, because they said that the cardinal and the pope were elected cardinals the same day. So this friendship, even until death, has existed and remained. They are united even after the departure of one of them. So it's a very good instruction to us to be together, united, even if we are not from the same country, the same race, and the same ethnic diversities, that we should, as priests, be together and also respect one another.
How do you look to the future? What challenges do you see first regarding the formation that you're undergoing through, and secondly, the future challenges that you see in future as a future priest?
I'm really looking at the future with hope, with joy, and I hope that the future will be better with the formation we are receiving. If we arrive putting all that we are being told into practice, I hope that we become priests according to the mind of God, the priests that the people of God would like to have. And I am very happy receiving the formation we are being given here. It's a blessing to us, and I ask the Almighty God to guide our paths, that we may resemble his only Son, who came to serve and not to be saved. The church is first of all one, and the evangelization can take us to anywhere in the world. So it's because of Christ, first of all, that I came to this place, quite sure, with the permission of my bishop that sent me to study here in Benin, to have experience, the experience of how the formation is being done or received in other parts of the world outside Nigeria.
The Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, he will be visiting this seminary as one of the places that have been shared. How is the mood in the seminary, and how do you find yourself in one of the seminarians that will receive the Holy Father in this seminary?
Quite sure we are all happy being there to witness this event of the visit of the Holy Father to the Republic of Benin. It's a blessing to us, to the seminarians, and to the entire Church of Africa. We are mostly happy that he's coming here to visit us, to address words of encouragement to us, to show us the way to lead as the shepherd, to encourage us in the priesthood, which he himself has experienced for quite a long time now, so that we may know the right way to follow and to attend the goal of our priestly vocation. We are so happy receiving him here, and we pray for him.